Om Shanti. So today we are going to revise yesterday's Avyakta Murli part 2. The date is 13th January 1983. To start with, I would like to begin with a question. Have you ever heard of time machine? Have you ever heard of time machine? What is time machine or time turner? Time machine or time turner? This time machine is something which is spoken of in different novels, in books, in fictional books. Its mention has come in Dr. H.G. Wells' book Time Machine, also Doctor Who, that's another book, and most importantly it has come in the fictional science series Harry Potter. You must have heard about Harry Potter. Time machine or time turner is a machine, is a small machine where you travel back into time. You go back into time. In that Harry Potter series, Hermione Granger, there are the three friends, Hermione Granger, Harry Potter and Ron Weasley. So this Hermione Granger, this girl, she gets that time machine from the Ministry of Magic. And with that, she is able to travel back into time, to go back into time. And she was given that because she was absent during her first year in that school of Hogwarts school. So she is to make up that her absence. So time machine is something which takes you back into time. And in that series it is shown that she can go into back into the time and stay in that time for 5 hours at a time. So time machine is such a thing. So at one place she and Harry and she, they both go back into time and they do and they save certain people from death. So this is the concept of time machine, and a lot of researches have been done on this, though this is not in existence, but a lot of scientists are working on that. That someday it might come into existence, that if you press that button, if you press some button in that, or if you move it, turn around, then you can go back into time. Yeah, they show this concept is there, but in existence it has not come yet. And I don't know whether it will come or not. So this is the concept which is known as time machine. What is spiritual time machine? Now this is the next question. Baba teaches us, or Baba has given us spiritual time machine. By that spiritual time machine, you can go back into past. You can see everything that has happened in the past. So this concept is known as, maybe somebody can take a class on this, spiritual time turner or spiritual time machine. Time travel, going back into time. So this Avyakta Murli, Baba has focused on two things. First thing is to become Swadarshan Chakradhari, or to become spinner of the discus of self-realization. So we will discuss today everything about Swadarshan Chakra. What is to become Swadarshan Chakradhari? What is to become spinner of this discus of self-realization? So many, many points could come into this. So let's begin the discussion. To be Swadarshan Chakradhari means to see oneself. To become Swadarshan Chakradhari means to see one's all births. To become Swadarshan Chakradhari means to see this entire cycle of 5000 years. To become spinner of the discus of self-realization means to see each and every birth that we have taken. This is the meaning of the word Swadarshan Chakra. Swadarshan means to see oneself. To spin this discus of self-realization. So, we will discuss few different meanings of this word Swadarshan Chakra. To be Swadarshan Chakradhari means what? So what is your thoughts. What are your thoughts on this? To become Sudarshan Chakradhari means, Sushil Bhai, means what? Tell me about 21 different definitions of Sudarshan Chakradhari. To become Sudarshan Chakradhari means, one I told, to see oneself, to see all the births. What are the other different definitions? No, that is different. To go home is different. No, to this one is, I said, Baba said yesterday, to know all the births. One is to see, one is to know all the births. Other is to know the horoscope. This horoscope, Janma Patri, of entire 84 births. To know the horoscope of 5000 years. This is the another definition of Sudarshan Chakradhari. Other thing is, to know the travel, the journey of the soul, right from the first birth till the last birth. So, to know the original previous sanskar and to know the present sanskar. To know the sanskar of each and every birth is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know sanskars, to know the nature of the soul, to know the downfall and the rise of the soul of the 5000 years is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then what else? There are so many things. Just start. To know our part in all the 84 births. Baba said, you are playing hero parts in all your births. So to know our hero parts in all the 5000 years, this is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Our first birth, greatest and elevated part. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, what part you had, what nature you had, what kingdom it was. If you have not seen the beginning, you have not seen anything. If you have not seen the beginning, you haven't seen anything. Do you have the thought of going back to home? No. You want to go here first. You want to come here. So, to know the first birth, to know the last birth, to know the importance of the first birth, to also know the importance of the last birth, because last birth is also very valuable. So, to know the beginning, all the sanskars of the previous, when we were on this planet Earth for the first time, that is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know that kingdom is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the form of the soul is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the sanskars of the soul is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the elevated and the great part, to know the nature, to know the history and geography is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the Satopradhan nature is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Yeah? To know this travel, to know the 8 plus 1 plus 12, total 21 births, 21 plus 21 plus 42, total 84 births. To know all the 84 births, 8 plus 1 plus 12 plus 21 plus 42, there are total 84 births. To know all the 84 births is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the speciality of each birth is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know the elevated part of each birth is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know our part as a hero throughout is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then what else? To realize all the five forms, how the soul was in the incorporeal world, how the soul was in the golden age, then what happened to the soul in the copper age, and what is the soul now. To know each one in detail is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then what else? To know from copper age all our wanderings is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To also know, now come to the negative aspect, all the sinful activities you did. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, all your 84 births, you had elevated part, you had special part, you were hero actor, and the basis of all that is this invaluable life. So, this is the basis. Now, but from copper age, Baba has also said in the Sakar Murlis, you have loads of sin on your head. You have burden of sin on your head. Though you, on one side, you are worship worthy, in the temples they still worship you. If you see, they are worshipping you. But at the same time, here you started doing bhakti. To know the part from copper age till now is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know all the sins. Because why it is important to know the sins? Because if you know the sins, then you will understand what is the point in doing. Because I committed sins, and what was the result? Sorrow, suffering, unhappiness. I will again commit the same thing if I do not know this. If I know this, this is the act of body consciousness. So this is the total journey from soul consciousness to body consciousness to again soul consciousness and to God consciousness. So these are the four words. Body consciousness, soul consciousness and God consciousness. So this is the journey to know all this, all the four things, all the four stages, all the four things is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Now what else? What else to become Sudarshan Chakri? To know all the wanderings, to know all the education system. What we used to study here, what we started study from Copper Age till the end of Kali Yuga. And now what you are studying now? Now what you are studying? We are studying the elevated versions of God, which you never got to study throughout the 5000 years. Other thing is to know our relationships. What were our relationships here? Our relationships here with other human beings or deities. Here we were related with human beings. Here our relationships is with God. To know the relationships of 84 births is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Relationship.
To know the different activities,
to know the different actions. Akarma. Here it is. Vikarma, here it is Sukarma, here it is neutral karmas, neutral actions, here they are bad or sinful actions, here they are elevated actions. To know this is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Then, of that we said, soul consciousness, then body consciousness, then soul consciousness and God consciousness, all the four stages. Then, what? To know the story of 84 birth, to know this entire story, then what is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari? Rise and fall, we said. Then what else? See everything from here. What we did, look at this bhakti, we carried out so many pilgrimages, tirtha yatras. To know all those tirtha yatras, to all know all the wanderings, to know all the scriptures, we knew from here. Who wrote those scriptures? To know the entire history. How we were elevated and how we gradually fell down. To know the history of the vices. How the vices entered. How we were here, first birth. And then from here, what started? How the vices entered. What was the greatest vice that entered here? And how that vice became so prominent, so strong here. And so we got into the grip of that vices. How we defamed God, what we had our concepts about God, we said that He is everywhere, He is omnipresent, we started worshipping all the five elements. What was our conception about God here? To know everything is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Keep on, Baba always said, to keep on churn this knowledge, to spin this, discuss all the time. Keep on thinking, and because by thinking all this, you are actually going back into time. It is sort of spiritual time machine. You are going back and you are understanding everything. So you cannot commit the same thing which you have done here. I will tell you a very good story. This story comes in Jain literature. In the group of sannyasins Mahavir had, there was one sannyasin who was earlier a king and he became a sannyasi with Mahavira. Now this person, this young man who was earlier a king, and they had a very tedious day schedule and they had lot of hardships as regards tapasya. So this person was like totally frustrated in that group of sannyasis because they had to sleep on a hard bed. For eating they had just fruits and vegetables. No delicacies, nothing, no relish in the life. And then again his mind was assailed by lustful thoughts. So he used to think to go back to the world. In that group of sannyasins, he used to think that I should go back and I should get married or whatever. So one day Mahavira came to that person, to that sannyasin, And he told, that person said, ki, I am very frustrated, what should I do? I have tried to do everything whatever you do. I have tried to do asatya, this ahimsa. I have tried to maintain brahmacharya. But it is not possible for me to maintain brahmacharya. My mind is pulled by lustful thoughts. What should I do? So Mahavira tells him or gives him something which is known as jati smaran. Jati smaran is remembering all the past birth. So Mahavira takes him into his previous births and shows him whatever he has done in the previous births. How he was married. He used to love a woman. He married. And what a hell the life had become after that. Marriage. Post-marriage. He shows him everything. All the births. He married so many times and every time his life was hell. So the only importance of knowing the previous birth or rebirth is to know the same mistake. Now again you are rushing to that same woman. You are again going after the same person who were responsible for so many sorrows and sufferings or whatever. But man's mind is strange. He runs after a woman. Or woman runs after a man. It's not the question of man or woman. They run after each other. There is yet another great story. It's not written in Bible, but it's known. God made man for the first time on earth. First day, man was made. First he made everything. Earth and this mountains and rivers and this and that and so many things in Christian literature they say. And then ultimately man was made. So man was made and he said, I am alone, I want companion. God said, but I don't have any material left because every material is used up. Earth is used, water is used, fire is used and air is used and sky is used. With all those materials I have made you. Now he said, no, I want companion. I cannot do without a companion. Please give me some companion. So God is in a dilemma. So he thinks, okay, I will think. So he creates woman, a new person, and he takes the light from the moon. He takes the arrogance of the peacock and he takes the sweet voice of the parrot. And like that, he takes help of different things. He takes the melody from the nature and a woman is created. Okay? Because man was restless, he wanted a companion. So woman is created and then they live together. After 7 days, that man is frustrated. He says, I don't want her. Please take her back. She is horrible. Because she is sweet, but at the same time, when she speaks abuses, I can't tolerate her. Please take her back. So God says, okay, I will take her back. So she is taken back. But then again now he started missing her. He says, I want her now. Because I am missing her. Because he stayed with her for 7 days, no matter how bad she was, but I want her. Please, again he prays to God, please give me back, give me back, give me back. I want her. Because now I also understood that even though she was bad, but still I loved her. Please give her back. So God gives her back. So she comes back, again he is frustrated. The moment she is there, now God says, I will not interfere. You will have to manage her. Please take care. Whatever you have to do, you do now. I am not going to take back. And from that day onwards, this is going on and on and on. So this is a fictitious story which is told. So we will come back to our topic. This is the 84 births. To know the horoscope of 84 births is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. To know whatever we did in all the births is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. How do we develop Vairag? Any idea? Unless until if somebody shows whatever we did here and the result was sorrow, that is the only way to develop Vairag. Otherwise, how will you develop Vairag? We want to test everything. All the vices. People don't consider lust as sin. They enjoy. People don't think that anger is a vice. But if you want to get, yesterday's Murli, first Murli Baba said, Maya should be transformed. The nature of the Maya should be transformed. Once you leave the hell of lust, you will develop the Vairag for it. Once you leave the hell of anger, once you pass through the hell of attachment, so much restlessness when somebody is attached to somebody. When you pass through that hell of greed, then you develop Vairag for money and everything. So, how you are going to do that here? Because you are already gone. Baba has said, you have gone. Look at this. You were here, you were here, you were here, you were here, you were here. You don't know what you were. Probably you were that Duryodhan who had done everything. Probably you are that Dushyasan so many times in the previous births. Jagdishbhai narrates the story. One man was there and he used to harass his wife too much for lust. That mother came in Gyan, and then that person came after her to the center, created lot of commotion, and Jagdishbhai had asked, or Dadi probably, I don't know the entire exact story, but it was like Dadi had said, who is Dushyasan amongst this gathering? And he felt ashamed because he was doing this, what this man is doing. He was Dushyasan. And from that moment he changed himself. So when you know that you had done all these things in the previous birth, and then you realize more, what is the point of doing it again? Again and again doing the same mistake. Again and again committing the same blunder. Same Himalayan blunders. And we came to sorrow, we came to suffering, we came to frustration, we came to misery, we became restless, anxious. This is what happens when you indulge in any of the body forms of body consciousness. So to know all of these things is to become Sudarshan Chakradhari. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you have to make this life valuable because on this life everything rests. Baba said, you have lived elevated life as a hero actor and you have lived with Brahma and you have lived with Saraswati, Jagdamba. All the 84 births. You have lived with them. You should have that intoxication. You are become knowledgeful now because you have undergone all these things. You know everything. You know the horoscope. So these are all the things Baba said about to be spinner of the discus of self-realization or Sudarshan Chakradhari. The second part of the Murli is about Madhuban. To become Madhuban Nivasi means to become resident of Madhuban means you become embodiment of remembrance, Priti Swarup. You become Vardhani Swarup. To enter the gates of Madhuban, to enter the very gates of Madhuban, you gain, you earn, you attain fortune for, or you attain blessing for all the time. And another thing Baba said is about when you become the embodiment of completed stage, you start dancing and singing. This is the actually the real form of this sannyas. You make others dance. Suppose somebody is dancing and that person is dancing so enthusiastically, all of a sudden you also start moving your hand. You also start dancing. So when you dance, this is but the dance of the mind. First Murli of last season. This is the mind dance. This is not that just that outside dance that those people can do. Our dance has to do something with the soul. This is spiritual dance. This is the dance of ecstasy. This is the dance of joy. This is the spiritual dance. This is the dance of melody. Dance and sing. Sing praises of the Lord. Sing praises of God. So singing and dancing. That is. And the last point is to become Mahadani or great donor is to give others chance. Just as Indians have given chance, that's why you came. Now you give chance to others. To have, to experience your happiness in the happiness of others is to make them go ahead, is to become great donor. So this is the crux of yesterday's Avyakta Murli, second part, where Baba focused on becoming Sudarshan Chakradhari. So churn on this more and more, more and more. How can I become Sudarshan Chakradhari? And seeing oneself, all the births, and one more, yesterday night also I was talking, do a yoga drill. Now I, the soul, am sitting here in the immortal throne here. Now go back, previous birth, 83rd, then 2nd, 82nd, then 81, 80, 79. Go back, like that. Sometimes in the male body, sometimes in the female body. Sometimes in the male body, sometimes in the female body. By that, consciousness of maleness or femaleness will go away. Otherwise, how it will go? When these sisters, dadis came in Gyan, how Baba worked on getting and helping them in getting rid of that feminine nature? You are not females.
femininity. That is so ingrained. But Baba told them to practice, get rid of this femaleness, femininity. So, Vishnu Swarup, right. So, I, the soul, I am in this birth, I am sitting here. Next, previous birth, I was in female body. In the previous birth, I was again in male body. Male, female, male, female. In that way, come till here. And from here, jump to Paramdham. And then come back again and then do the drill again. So, doing this drill again and again. So, Baba said, this picture is not for just for knowledge. This is the picture, this is the horoscope. This is the picture of your horoscope. It is not about just about explaining knowledge to others. But when you see this, you do yoga on this only. You do meditation on this chart only, on this stairs. Just seeing, going up, coming down. So that helps us to get rid of body consciousness. So this is in short, in nutshell, about yesterday's Murli. Om Shanti.